Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. Fuck boy. Brat. Brat. Johnny G, John Gabris in the house. Joining me as always is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris. Outside with the wife. Also joining me for the first time in my podcast studio, I've been to his a handful of times. We now know each other's names. I know his real name. Guys, in the High and Mighty studio with me, both high and mighty, Jason Stewart.
What's
up? AKA Them Jeans.
Them Jeans.
Are you comfortable with people introducing you like that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Podcasts, but not like if I introduce you to like friends of mine, you wouldn't want me to say like this is Jason, but please you can call me, them jeans.
Please call me TJ. I go TJ, I go jeans or Jason. Never a full them jeans.
Does anyone call you jeans like as a nickname?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. And is that because did they know you pre so Them Jeans is your
That's my DJ name.
Yeah.
But it also is like my name on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that. So
hey, no plugs yet.
I have a
come on, man.
I have a few tumblers I want to throw out. but like my brother, his wife, she's French, so she calls me like Jean.
Ah.
Jeans. I like just a straight jeans.
Jeans is
But I used to write graffiti when I was like a high schooler, and Jeans was the name that I wrote, so that's where I got the name from. And Them Jeans is a Master P song.
Oh, dude, I love this. This is like a fucking origin story. My tag was Mouth.
Mouth?
Yeah.
Dude, Mouth is a good tag.
Right, because I'm fucking loud and crazy, and I love that. I love the Goonies.
For you. Oh, yeah.
And the thing was, and this is, I've probably said this on the podcast before.
You like it when a nice hoagie goes in there.
Yeah, I'm a mouth guy. Everything comes through the mouth.
Big mouth guy.
I love oral both ways. Dick or pussy. I eat ass.
Do you like
love
throwing up?
What? I love throwing up.
Throwing up is low-key very satisfying.
Yo, it is. It is
no
low-key.
No bulimia.
It is. Not bulimia, like we're not promoting anything, but it is truly, it's truly an important thing to be able to do. Like
hell
someone's
yeah.
like, oh, I can never throw up. I'm like, what? No. Sometimes you gotta.
It's the poor man's sneeze.
It's the disgusting man's sneeze. It's the destroyed GI tract man's sneeze.
When you throw up, you feel so good after.
It's the boot and rally. It's like a real thing.
Boot and rally.
Oh, and here's the mouth thing. I love the Goonies so much. I wanted to be Mouth from the Goonies because he was like charming and talked his way in and out of things. And that's what I reasoned myself to be. But there's another Goonie that all of my friends insisted I was, and that's Chunk.
That's Chunk.
So
yeah.
I have like that like little complex where I'm like, and then so my tag when I'm is 14 is not Chunk. It's gonna be fucking Mouth.
That's interesting because I know a graffiti writer who writes Chunk.
Oh, I mean that's a good name if you're not fat or if you're. I would have that name now, but when I was like 14,
he's not fat,
I didn't want to.
Not skinny.
Yeah. They also used to call me Chunk Norris because I did karate. Because I did like Taekwondo. So everyone's like, Chunk Norris over here.
Fat guy doing karate being called Chunk Norris, that's good.
Yeah. I should make that a character. For what? My fucking
wilding out.
Jason, Dem Jeans, if you will. Thanks for joining me in the studio. We're going to be talking leftovers and food.
Leftovers, food.
Before we do that, I just want to read some 5-star reviews in my podcast. As always, listeners, if you rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments, I will read my own self-roast on the pod. So to start,
this is a really smart way to get those clicks up, I got
to
say.
People want to say mean things about you, and if you're like, I will acknowledge you, and you know what I mean?
It's a nice compromise. You get what you want. They do.
Okay, here we go. This is from BFS Rocks. I started listening to Don Gabriel after hearing him dough it up with the Doughboys. So another thing is people say the wrong name is a bit here. Each week as Gabriel eats and drinks himself closer to the inevitable coma, it reminds me that life isn't that bad. After his untimely passing, I hope Don has someone introduce Tiff or even just Arthur to Mike Mitchell. They'll be so much happier. 5 stars.
All right. Can we roast the roast?
Yeah, you can.
Yo, that fucking review is trash, fam.
I'm sorry, fam. That shit's trash.
You could have done so much better.
Yeah. I give your roast 1 star.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one from J.D. Corcoran titled, Oh Boy. And the review is just... Oh, well, at least Tiff will be a young, hot widow. Okay.
That one kind of stings in a special way.
Yeah. No, that one makes sense. This is from Lee Beaton called This Podcast is Terrible. And the review is Arthur is the better host. Okay. This is from Cool Tree, Cool Try, and the title is It's a Shame. Cool Try is a good name. That's my DJ name. DJ Chunk Norris.
I saw your set. Cool Try.
Cool Try, man. Cool Try. You know when someone has some real God-given talent, but you just know they will never be successful because of a combination of laziness and self-destructive eating? Yes. If you want to listen to this predicament in real time, please hit subscribe. I like that one. Although it's mostly a compliment, and I told you. Here's a very specific review. John Gabris is a big... Oh, this is by Summer Ashley, titled Donal Logue. John Gabris is a big dummy for not watching Terriers yet.
The fuck is Terriers?
Like a one-season FX show from like 2005.
About Terriers?
No, about private detectives. But it's Sean Ryan, I think, the guy who did The Shield.
Oh.
And I love The Shield.
Shield was sick. I spent a summer watching The Shield like we all did.
I did. I spent unemployment in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, my first apartment in this loft where I had to climb up a ladder into my bedroom and I couldn't stand in my bedroom. My bedroom was over the dining room and the living room. So the dining room ceiling was 4 feet high. You could only hang out there sitting. You would die. Oh, by the way, if you can't tell by his voice, my man Dem Jeans is in some big and tall jeans. Yo, what are you, 6'10"?
6'9".
6'9".
Yeah,
freak.
Yeah. Big. You fucking freak.
You fucking freak. Get the fuck out. Yeah. He's literally sitting in my studio. I wish I could get a picture of this. And his legs are around me and behind me. And I'm 6 feet away. It's crazy. I'm sitting over the table and his legs are around me in my closet.
I'm tall as hell, baby.
Yeah, you really are tall. Is that advantageous or a disadvantage as a DJ?
Advantageous?
Yeah. You know what I mean.
As a DJ, it is not advantageous.
Your back starts to
hurt.
Because,
usually a lot of DJs, it's a short man's game, you know?
Everyone knows that. Just because of the table, the traditional table height.
Yeah, usually the table is too low for your boy.
Yeah.
But also every table is too low for me.
Right. But you get visibility, I think, more as like a freak.
Yeah. like a fucking... I would DJ with my ex-girlfriend and she was really short. So you'd see this girl, but just the top of her head. And for me, like, you can see titty, you can see belly button, you can see, like...
And you were always shirtless, or at least wrapped in saran wrap.
I mean, I am a DJ.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a DJ? I'm going to come see you spin one night.
Listeners at home, you just put spin in an air quote.
I thought I sold that pretty
You're
well
a cool
with
guy,
my voice.
You know?
Cool track. Cool
guy. Cool try with that talking that you did.
I was going to say spin, then I got nervous about the fact that you don't use records, and then I got more nervous that I was just saying spin in general, and I just fucking ate it.
Hey, it still spins. Hey. Yeah, you could say that. Right. So, still, you want to come see me spin?
I want to come see you spin. I just want to know, do you have like a garb? Do you wear any like specific... Do you wear jeans?
Is
like
No. I dress how I normally would dress. I don't have a costume or anything like that.
But do you always like say I should at least wear jeans?
No, I don't, because it doesn't matter, because
right.
you can't see
your legs
anyway. You can't see my trousers anyway. But I usually...
You're all jorts.
Yeah. I like to wear shorts at all times, because shorts always fit. And
right.
When you're 6'9", pants don't always fit so good.
And you are... I wouldn't say you're skinny, but you are not... thick. You're 6'9". How much do you weigh, if you don't mind me asking? I'm curious.
I'm like 198.
No way. You're not 200 pounds at 6'9".
I'm sub 200.
I'm over 300 at 6'2".
I mean,
I wish I was 6'9", 190.
I lost a little bit of weight in the last year, and I realized I have a small frame.
Yeah.
My frame is smaller than I realized.
You wear it. This sounds insane. You're 6'9", 198, but you wear it well. Like, you pull it off.
That doesn't sound weird to me.
You don't seem that freakish.
That's something that people tell me a lot, and it makes me feel happier, because whenever I see somebody who's like as tall as I am in public,
it's like upsetting.
And it reminds me what I look like. I'm like, holy fuck, this freako. Look at this guy.
And then your proportionate. You got gams.
Yeah,
you got
baby.
Some fucking, you got stems on you, and that's why you like to wear shorts, because
nice set of stems, nice set of gams too.
You got gams, you got stems.
Not bald, but if I was, you couldn't tell.
Right? Yeah, who would know?
Who knows?
I'm not even sure if you're wearing a hat. I can't tell. You're up there in the fucking troposphere.
Yeah, the fact that we have to stand during this whole podcast sucks.
I'm sorry, dude, but I heard sitting is the new smoking. So I got high and stood.
I'm trying to quit sitting.
I mean, it is something that's funny, because like, if you went to a standing desk, I would be trying to quit sitting, and it would be very hard. I would have a harder time giving up sitting than giving up weed. And that's an insane statement.
Yeah, that's tough.
I just got, all right, I'm not going to sit anymore.
You could lean.
You're allowed to lean.
The weed version of leaning is like rub a little weed on your gums or do a little gummer. Like, you're not getting high, but like.
You get one hit from someone's vape. That's like, that's the fucking.
Secondhand vape.
Secondhand. Oh, yeah, they got a shoddy vape. And it's got to be marshmallow flavored as part of Spite.
Gotta do marshmallow. Right,
I'm going to try to be a host here and transition this conversation to the topic at hand.
Boom.
Watch this. So that was sort of the 5-star reviews. Rate me 5 stars. Roast me in the comments, shitheads. I'll come after you. Them jeans will come after you.
Fucking,
the usual.
You fucking moron.
You fucking hammer neck. Get lost, jabroni. I'm just doing like weird fucking Northeastern shit. All right, sizzle chest.
That's
get out of here.
That's what I expect you to do.
That is what I am.
When I was a kid and out here sizzle chest on the Jerky Boys, I'm like... I don't know. I can't even begin to figure out what that means.
Sizzle chest was from, I think we got it from the Jerky Boys, but that like hammer neck, this fucking jabron,
yeah.
Like that shit was all for real. Like I heard all that growing up.
Like for some reason, jabroni makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But like sizzle chest. Like,
sizzle chest. Can't really wrap my head around
like,
it.
Like I was like, does jizz play into it? I don't know how it does.
Right.
Does your jizz sizzle? Mine doesn't.
That's too personal. I'm sorry. But yes, it sounds like Pop Rocks. And sometimes if I jizz into a Pepsi, the bottle explodes. And yes.
Have you ever jizzed onto like a hot surface?
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
You know, like when you're like, you're going to saute something in a pan and you splash a little water to see if it sizzles.
Hey, fuck you, man. You're doing a better job of transitioning to the topic at hand than I am. This is my podcast.
Good.
You just brought up food. I'm done.
Boom.
Cool try.
Hey, sit down.
Sit
the fuck down, sizzle chest.
All right, so I'm going to hit record now, and then imagine I... Before we started, we talked about have I ever fucked up recording, and I have. Listeners, you know all about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to talk about... I know you're a food guy. You have a food podcast, The Stew.
Yeah.
And the first time we met was talking about Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And the second time we hung out was on your other podcast, Tall Tales. And it wasn't about Taco Bell, but it came up and we talked about it at length.
A large portion of it was Taco Bell talk.
Yeah. But you're a food guy. And when we were going back and forth about food, one of the things I threw out, I was like, because I've been wanting to talk about my favorite genre of food is leftovers.
And that's probably because of all the pot that you do.
Right.
Because leftovers are the devil's playground when you're high on pot,
devil's
man.
Playground.
That's when you get to really do some work.
Yeah, the leftovers are the G spot of snacks for a stoner.
The G spot of snacks?
I don't know, dude. Where's my fucking Perrier?
I mean, yeah, because it's leftovers are like the DJing of food.
Oh, shit, dude. Because now you have...
Somebody else creates the food.
Right. And you just bring the food in the right order.
And then
like, you know,
like
you fucking just like fold a pizza with a piece of chicken cutlet in the middle.
Damn, this is fucking me up right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you it's an art form to repurpose already existing food, often into a better thing than it started out to be.
Yeah, at least a better experience and something less. So like you could just play the CD at a party. You could just, if that's your idea of DJing, just play a full album.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking the leftovers out of the fridge and just eating them cold. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good. This is cool. This is exactly what
if
I had earlier.
If it's a good
earlier.
Album, you know, if it's a good slice of pizza, it tastes great going down cold.
Right. Tastes great going down cold. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, this is cool. I remember this. This is dope. I wish I was seeing it live, aka eating it fresh. And now instead, it's nice to listen to the album. And then someone's like, oh, you got to try Greatest Hits. You're like, oh yeah, let me check out. That was Billy Joel's Stormfront. Now let's hit Billy Joel's Greatest Hits.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Greatest Hits is when you take the pizza out and maybe you have a trick to heating it up. You know,
yeah,
you're
heat
like,
trick.
Yeah, you have a heat trick. You're like, oh, in pan with a little bit of water over with a lid over it. It's like to pan steam it. That's like some people say.
That's
I live and die by the, I have a broiler, a toaster oven specifically for pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Just for reheating.
No, I hold on to it. Like, it's not like I only use it for pizza, but the main reason that made me purchase it was like, that's the only way I think to reheat pizzas in that little toaster oven.
The pan trick works though.
It does.
Yeah.
And then like say a full blown DJ set from a DJ you're excited to hear about, aka them jeans, is
you
take that pizza out and before you heat it up, you're like, oh shit, I got a few slices of fucking pepperoni over here, slap it on. Oh, let me zhuzh it up with Parmesan. Oh, I got some Tapatio.
Zhuzh it.
Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. And then that's you fucking spinning a whole new take.
Yeah, grate a little nutmeg on there just because it's around, you know?
Dude, we got it. Oh, that nutmeg is like playing Owl City in the middle of like a party.
Owl City,
adding
is like,
nutmeg to a slice
Owl
of
City is like when you take that slice and like dip it in a glass of milk or something. Like
just fucking neuter it.
Dip it in orange juice.
And that's a fucking great theory, the stoner playground thing. For me, my reasoning for loving leftovers I found was I'm not a snacker. I mean, I like to eat a lot. But
not a
snacking
snacker.
Snacking doesn't really fix me. Like,
you're a meal head?
I'm a meal head. Where my meal head's at? Yo, all my meal heads in the
you
house.
Like, I mean, you appreciate sitting down.
Right.
And savoring the meal for
what
it is.
And I'd rather have like meat and potatoes or meat and veggies than like a bag of chips.
What's your top, out of the three meals that you eat a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, what's your favorite one?
Oh, dinner.
I'm a dinner head as well.
I'm a dinner head.
That's
like,
when you really let it splash.
Yeah, that's when because my wife is a very good cook too, so she fucking does it up nice. And she doesn't. She also works a full time job and has our insurance, cooks for us, and makes the 401k. You know what? She does a lot, and I locked her out of the house before this podcast started.
This is the setup that I need in my life.
Yeah, you do.
This is a good vibe.
I mean, that's what most people are pursuing.
So
right?
John Gaber is not pregnant, just eating good.
Yeah, exactly.
Eating good.
I'm after it, man. So we eat so fucking good at dinner that, and it's always like, she's always making something fun and I'm like, oh, that, or interesting. I'm like, fuck yes.
Taquitos.
So I try to treat breakfast and lunch almost like mechanical. Like it's like just nutrition so I can flex on dinner. Like, I just eat two hard-boiled eggs and an iced coffee for breakfast, usually, you know. And
I live by the same motto. I think that you should pick your favorite meal out of the three
and go
and then
on
focus
it.
On that.
Yeah.
Like, a friend of mine, this girl I was hanging out, she loves breakfast more than anything, doesn't really care that much about dinner. So she, like, builds her life around breakfast.
She wakes up and cooks, and then she doesn't have to cook after work because she's just going to
And I don't
poke.
Eat breakfast at all, so I could have more caloric room for when I fuck up a lunch and fuck up a dinner.
Yeah.
I can really go in.
Yeah, because I love a lunch. Don't get me wrong.
Oh,
I love a
love
lunch.
Love lunching.
Yeah. One of my favorites is lunch for dinner.
Yo, when the lunch hits your mouth,
girl. Doom. TFW when the TFW the lunch hits your mouth.
You'll do lunch for dinner?
Dude, I'll do lunch for dinner.
Like a wrap?
Like a sandwich? Like, that's a solid dinner. I would have to be dinner size sandwich. You got to have like two portions.
Oh. Know?
I fucking love dinner. And then, snacking, I don't love to eat a bag of chips. Like, I mean, I will. I've been known to do it.
Twist
I've been known
my arms,
to go
reading.
Ham on some guac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to do a little guac and roll.
I don't know about you. I'm getting hungry.
I'm starving. And maybe it's because we got so high that I locked my wife out of the house. And now I've been talking about food. And I didn't eat lunch today because of the timing of how everything worked out for me. So all I've had today is two hard-boiled eggs and a protein shake.
Mamma mia.
Because I went to the gym this morning, 8:30, bro.
Yo, for our listeners at home, he just held up his bicep and flexed it.
I'm in, for the Python listeners at home, style. I'm in a tank top and... sweatpant, like fleece chubbies.
Is that chubbies? Is that what people call sweat shorts?
These are the brand name is Chubbies. Like they make short shorts.
Chubbies,
yeah,
cute name.
You should check it out because it's in your warehouse, and they make 7-inch shorts, which would be like that cut on.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Because I'm wearing like 5-inch shorts.
Chubbies.com.
Yeah, they got great fun. They're not a sponsor of this podcast, which is bullshit, because my drawer is full of fucking Chubbies. I just can't find any.
My
these are gold Chubbies.
Really are a Chubbassador.
I need to drop a few more pounds to get into those. These are some homemade Chubbies.
So Chubbies are... you just held up some Daisy Dukes.
Gold Chubbies.
So Chubbies are like MeUndies for the outside, is what you're saying.
Yeah, more or less. But we prefer Mac Weldon in this. Yo, this is insane.
Oh, sorry. Damn, you're holding up the Mac Weldon pack right here.
Yeah, I dropped fucking heat.
I'm sitting on 10 pounds of draws right here.
Yeah, dude, look, fucking drawer full of Mac Weldons only.
Damn, yo, podcasting has been very good to you.
Yo, dude, and honestly, podcasting, them hiring me as their spokesperson, and I made X amount of hundreds of dollars. I've more than spent that because they don't advertise with me that much, but I got it hooked on their underwear. I won't wear anything else. When you're a guy my size, and I'm assuming this is true for you too, like, I have such a specific build. When you find something that works perfectly with it, you're like, yes, sorry. Because not all underwear works on me because I've got such thick thighs.
Yeah.
And I have no ass. So it like rides up on me or like fucking hangs in the back. And I have a little tiny pecker.
Like your penis is small?
Yeah.
So then...
my penis is average size. It just looks so small then you find- on me. Do you have a hog or do you have a normal size dick? And it's always like a... You're like... This would be great if I was 6'2".
That's the thing. Is I don't really know.
All right.
Because...
I'll tell you.
I've got hog...
Come on.
I've got hog dysmorphia. I look in the mirror and I'm like, I guess it's good, but who knows?
Hog, it's to scale. You need like, you need to hold it next to like an apple or something.
Yeah.
Or like a friend's dick. Just put them side by side.
Or like another podcaster's dick.
Yeah, you know, like we don't have to do it on the air, but if you want, we can get ratings.
Yeah,
there's got to be some very specific fetishes for to watch the number 10 fuck. You're the
this
one.
Is the sound.
You're number one. I'm number zero.
Oh yeah.
Like that's got to be a specific fetish. She's like, oh, like guys on porn sites. Gay guys would probably be searching tall guy fucks fat guy. Like, is that?
Yeah.
Because I'm always like stepmom teaching daughter lesson type dude.
Really? You like a. I don't want a plot.
Oh, see, I'm all about plot.
You're a plot. I mean, you're
and
in the
biz. That's what makes you a DJ and makes me a writer. I'm not a writer.
That's such a Virgo thing for me to not want a plot, you know?
That's so Virgo. Well, that's good. You got us back on topic. We were talking about how you're a Virgo and I'm an Aquarius for this episode. No, we were talking leftovers. What are some of your favorite things? Because like cold pizza is like a classic where some people like cold pizza, say they like cold pizza more than hot pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, here's something I should add too. I like room temperature food a lot because you can eat it so much of it so fast you don't have to wait. You know what I mean? Like food that's out.
Because it's the same temperature as your body. Right, so like it's your like body's not shocked.
Like eating cold leftovers kind of sucks. Like, you know, like taking a steak.
You have to chomp daintily.
Yeah, take a steak out of the fridge and like rip a bite of it is not ideal.
Right.
But I do like it. But I'd prefer if that steak, like if I, like when Tiff cooks and we eat and we sit down and we talk and we hang out and then I go clean up dinner and there's like some leftover steak there. I'm like, ooh, pop.
You love that. Pop that gristle in the mouth.
Dude, I'm a fucking raccoon I'm a fucking monster in size, but I'm like a raccoon when it comes to food. My wife will look over at me and I'll be like, the other night my gums and lips were bleeding because I was fucking going after this lamb bone.
Because
I was like going after this lamb bone. I was like, I was trying to get this like piece of meat out the middle, and I fucking cut my lips and gum up.
So you chewed lamb so much that your gums bled.
I was trying to get at these like I was like literally tearing the cartilage off the bone to eat it. Because I was just like into
you
the
really
fucking...
You really are a damn raccoon.
I'm truly a garbage person.
You're like when a dog will just... You know when you meet a dog and they will not... They'll eat until they die.
Right.
Like if you put out like, here's Thanksgiving dinner and you put a dog there, like I'm never going to stop eating this.
Right, until I'm yelled at or I die.
If nobody is there to punish you for this...
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a dog just stop eating?
I know. My dog only finishes when his bowl is empty no matter what, and we have to like portion him that way.
Yeah.
If you give him like a huge... If we gave him a huge bowl of food and he would maybe eat to... Because he's like... 8 years old now, so he gets it. But if you give him a huge bowl of food and then like cut up like bacon or one of his like favorite like pepperoni, like sprinkled pepperoni in there, he would fucking hammer down like three times his weight. Like, but so make a Thanksgiving dinner and the dude's gonna eat a fucking turkey.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's dog one time ate 6 full Cornish game hens. Like they left it out next to the barbecue. They had this dog named Otter, and Otter ate fucking 6 full. Kind of like those little mini chickens, bones and all. They were just completely gone. They were like, someone took them out of the yard.
Just
like,
completely vanished.
They were completely gone. He chewed everything down. They went to the vet and they're like, it's gonna be bad. Like he's got 6 tiny chicken bones.
Also, speaking of, I feel like the Cornish game hen has kind of fallen off. It's not
around.
Nobody fucks with it anymore.
It used to be one of our like special meals growing up. My dad was... Did you come from a family that, like, cooking was...
Yeah,
a little bit.
We ate,
like, shit, but my dad was a good cook.
Yeah, we were sort of cookie.
Yeah.
Not super cookie, but yeah.
Yeah, we were, like, poor cookie. Like, my dad would make, like, barbecue chicken on the grill would be, like, a treat. That's,
yeah,
like, what
we'd
have. But we'd also have, like, soup and sandwich night, like, 3 nights a week. It's like, isn't that fun?
We made
lunch for dinner.
The Gabrus has made it work.
Lunch for dinner, man. That's why I have such an appeal for it.
Well, speaking of Thanksgiving.
Oh, the Thanksgiving.
Also, well, before, because Thanksgiving, that's the true leftover king.
That's the apex of leftovers.
But quick, before I forget, dog, a friend of mine just told me the worst dog eating food story. He's a chef at this restaurant, and the dog was like hanging around like out in the back, and their dog ate a whole pot of discarded cooking oil.
Oh, that poor thing had fucking diarrhea.
Just like
the dirtiest.
Just like 2 gallons of spent oil. Oh. Just
is the dog okay?
The dog is okay and alive now. But like, if they're like, hey, your dog just drank 2 gallons of oil, I'd be like, just put a bullet in it. It's done.
Put a fucking lighter near its asshole. Blow this whole fucking thing up.
Yeah, this whole thing's done. But yeah, Thanksgiving. That's
peak leftovers.
Name a better leftover dinner.
There is not. Mm-mm. And as a matter of fact, in our house, this last Thanksgiving, Tiff loves to cook Thanksgiving. She's been doing it since we moved here. Her family usually flies out for it. This year, her family couldn't fly out for it. Tiff cooked a Thanksgiving dinner for the two of us, and it was the same size she cooked when we had 6 people here. And it was all because she's like, it's all about the... She buys a loaf of Wonder Bread when she does her Thanksgiving shopping. And she's got me hooked on the Thanksgiving sandwich.
That's for the Sammies.
Yeah. Because I used to do it when I was a kid on Thanksgiving. I would do it live with a biscuit. You know, biscuit was like a side. And I would fucking... Fuck it, we're doing it live.
Do it live.
I'm so high. I'm just like saying,
is this guy gonna eat turkey with bread
live?
Just off top with bread? You don't even get a flap with gravy, just straight into
a
biscuit.
Gravy and a little stuffing, and then that started building into what a Thanksgiving sandwich is for me. And then my wife now fucking peaks it. And mayo is so clutch on a Thanksgiving sandwich.
Yeah, you gotta have white bread. It can't be no fucking whole grain bullshit.
No, I'll allow a hero or a Kaiser roll or something, mm-hmm. but it's gotta be the white. Yeah, but I prefer sliced white bread, like sourdough yeah. fucking.
Yeah, yeah, but you hit it with the mayo.
Spread cranberry?
That's my hot take, is I don't do cranberry.
Okay, and I'm with that. I'm with that. I'm kind of
cranberry
on
the side at Thanksgiving when you're doing it live. Cool. Yeah.
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
Cold cran in the sandwich? No, fam.
Oh, I'm a, no.
No, fam.
I'm into it. Spread with the mayo. I'm into
it. That's
like
putting raisins in your salad. No, fam.
Oh shit, I'm a diehard fucking craisin in the salad guy. In my standard like bullshit like lunch for fuel meal that I eat when I'm trying to
do a do a TJ's cran.
Yeah, I do a at Gelson's right over here on.
Oh.
They don't have cran, but they have a salad bar. So I make my salad, come home, add cran, add olive oil, shake it up.
Like
black
it's
pepper,
nothing.
Black pepper, hammer that bad boy down.
So that is a live leftover. You go to a salad bar
right.
at a Gelson's and you come home and then you remix it before you... Which
right.
is a true connoisseur's move. I do the same thing.
Yeah, because if I'm bringing it home, I'm going to have all... like.
You take the brick home, you cut it up. You repurpose it. You make
oh,
a little
yeah.
dazzler.
You add fucking hydrogen peroxide and give your best friend a hot shot so he dies so you can have the business all to yourself.
Little guac, little baby laxative. You know?
A little guac. Yo, this cocaine is cut with something. It's mad green and like chunky and healthy.
This coke has a bunch of like fatty, like healthy fats in it.
Good fat. Yo, that should
fats.
Be my fucking DJ name. DJ Good Fat.
Good fat. I'm fat, but like the
I'm
kind that
fat.
You need.
Yeah,
you
need this fat. In
you don't
life.
Just want it. You need it.
This is. I'm salmon, baby. I'm avocado.
Oh.
I'm olive oil.
Oh, I've been trying to eat a lot more oily fish.
Oh, you gotta
Speaking
love. A, gotta love a bronzino.
Bronzino. Oily
hey,
fish.
You gotta love a bronzino.
Bronzino is the most white girl fish.
I know,
but
it goes well. It pairs well with a Sauv Blanc from New Zealand.
Woo!
Also, the most white girl beverage.
You do. Oh God! But speaking of oily fish and leftovers, oily fish does not make a good leftover.
No, I don't like seafood
you
leftovers. Period. I don't like. That's the one thing I'm uncomfortable with.
Mm.
Seafood, like even sushi, I'm like, I'm not cool with it. Like,
no.
Sitting. I'm cool with it being cold. I don't mind that. Or out of a Gelson's fucking can. But I can't let it like. No, it was made the day before or something like that.
Sure.
Excuse me. Fish just, I have something with fish. I love it. I eat a lot of seafood. But if I think the restaurant's kind of grimy, I'll eat fucking like a burger from there and a steak and not care. But if a place kind of sketches mm-hmm. me out, I won't get fish there.
That's
I really only get fish from places that say they specialize in fish, is I guess what I should
And that's think. A bad stereotype that exists. I think it's just a smell-based problem because
right.
fish can be a little stank, but like
I'm sure you can eat leftover
I think
fish
is probably the most clean
right.
out of all the proteins that we're eating.
Right, exactly, and probably the most...
I think chicken is like the most fucked up protein out right now.
Yeah. Bold. Hot take number two.
I'll fucking say
it. Oh, so I'm sorry, let's jump back. You have no crayon on your sandwich, just mayo at this point. What comes next? Thanksgiving sandwich. The Bobby, like from Capri
when I'm Addis. Doing, and then I gotta do a thick sliced sharp ched.
Whoa, okay. This is the DJ. You're living that DJ life.
I mean,
is adding a drop, dude. More
I can
or less.
Afford,
Jesus, like
I can afford
drop.
Cheddar, and it's the sharp one.
Ooh.
It's like beyond sharp.
Is it white or yellow?
Yellow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's beyond sharp.
Oh,
dude.
It's. And cheddar.
It would be great if you didn't add turkey or stuffing anything else. I'm like, you just describe cheddar and mayo sandwich, and you're like, it's my favorite Thanksgiving leftover.
I just described the Subway 6-inch turkey.
That's my favorite Thanksgiving leftover. It's like, wait, what, man?
Also, cheddar cheese, it's only yellow. It's not naturally occurring yellow.
Oh.
All cheddar cheese is white, and they dye it.
Oh,
with annatto seeds.
Ooh.
I got a food pod. So, yeah, a very faint layer of Dijon or yellow. I'll go either or.
Okay. Wow. So yours is so far pretty heavy into the classic turkey sandwich.
It's
inspired by
a classic. It's exactly a classic turkey sandwich, but okay. I try to keep it more minimal.
What comes next?
So that's it. Sometimes I'll do a little lettuce, but I think just white bread. I think the true purest one, white bread, mayo only, no mustard, turkey, cheddar, salt and pep. That's it.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds fucking great.
The mouthfeel on that one? Oh, boy.
That sounds a big thick slice of cheddar and a thick piece of turkey.
Oh, boy.
Like what you want out of cold cuts when you order a turkey and cheese sandwich, mm-hmm. but it's just two solid pieces, so it feels like so much more natural and like traditional.
It allows the flavors to really sing.
Ooh, yeah. Rather
it's
than
not getting clogged up by a tomato.
Yeah, fuck, dude. So here's how we do it in our house.
Mm-hmm.
White bread, Wonder. Mayo spread. Cran spread.
What's your mayo?
Hellman's or gang, best gang. Foods, I guess, out here.
Best Foods is trash. Hellman's is tight.
They're the same.
I don't think it's the same.
You don't think so?
I think there's a little different formula.
Where can we get Hellman's then out here?
Gelson's probably.
I get it at Amazon. Gelson's and it's called something else. It's the same thing. It's the same exact container. It just says Best Foods instead.
I know.
But you think it's different?
I feel like there's something different.
Shit, dude. I'm going to bring that up my wife. She's the mayo connoisseur.
Love mayo.
I love it, too. A Chipotle mayo, I'm a fan. Add whatever you want. Fuck aioli. Get me in the mayo direction.
Mayo's
which is
so good.
Aioli is pretty much mayo. I love the prevalence. Like, when aioli came, when aioli dropped, when aioli started popping off,
boy,
that was a great way to get more mayo into my life.
Yeah.
Basil pesto aioli. Dog?
It's just green mayo.
Dog? So then...
Dog!
Where turkey, stuffing, gravy,
mm-hmm.
arugula.
Ooh, arugula.
Sammy.
Arugula is good.
Arugula, turkey, gravy, stuffing, mayo, cran.
I like to do, speaking of leftovers, I like to do like a breakfast with the Thanksgiving.
Ooh, like a chopped up turkey and stuffing omelet or something like that? A scramble?
I'll take the stuffing. And I'll slice it like French toast, and I'll sear that. Like I'll put
like
some,
a little meatloaf.
I'll put some oil in the pan, get it nice and juicy, and sear it like a burger patty.
Oh,
so you got the stuffing? It's kind of warm and gooey on the inside.
It's like a crab cake without crab.
It's like a crab cake, and the outside gets a nice crunchy golden brown sear on it.
Whoa!
And then you do a little chopped turkey.
Too over easy on it, like too sunny side up.
Over easy on there.
Yeah.
Little gravy, maybe.
Ooh.
And then the green bean casserole with some of those crispy fried onions on top.
Shit,
fuck me up, baby.
Oh man, you know what? I'm
with a nice. With a nice cup of Java? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some hot brown. Shout out to Nick Weiger on the Doughboys. you just inspired me because I'm the thing I do, not even as good as Tiff, but I do well enough for her to let me cook is breakfast. Like, I know how to make a good breakfast. I know how to cook a good piece of bacon. I know how to mm-hmm. I bake my bacon. I know how to bake that bacon.
You bake that bacon.
I'm baking bacon, baby.
That's the best way to cook bacon.
I'm baking bacon, baby.
Oh, you're making bacon.
Fuck Kevin Bacon. I'm baking bacon.
The name is Bacon Bacon.
Hi, I'm baking bacon.
What's your scramble technique?
Oh, the scramble technique is...
I was just DMing a girl about scramble techniques today.
Oh, shit, dude.
So you know it's on.
It goes down, like Yo Gotti says, it goes down in the DMs.
It do go down in the DMs. And for me, going down means talking about how I cook eggs.
Tiff's a better scrambler than me, but I'm pretty sure, everything I keep saying is like.
Sounds like football terms.
Yeah. She's a better scrambler. I'm better in the pocket.
Yeah.
I'd use the rubber spatula, like the kind of cake spatula.
Oh, you got to go
just
rubber.
Keep a little scrape and flip. A little
for listeners at home, he's gracefully moving his air spatula, kind of like he's like doing a straight razor shave.
Yes, exactly. Like a fucking... I've got great object work. I'm a fucking decade-long improviser. Like, I've been on stage.
I know you've seen
doing
Wild
make-believe.
Out.
Yeah, I was on Wild Now.
Out.
I've been on Wild Now, dude. That's how you know I'm a master of craft and object work.
That's why I'm so nervous.
That's true. We are doing a 1-hour improv set at the end of this podcast, and we're going to leave the mics running.
I've never done it, but I'm willing to try.
I think if I'm going to do it first, it's going to be in a dude's room, stoned as fuck, and have a record of it.
And have the listeners be like fans of that.
Please
can't
like
go
this.
Wrong.
Please like this insane shit. So you and my scramble technique, I'm a big chop and scramble, you know, like... Pre-cook some
chopping screwed.
Some bacon, onion, a bacon, onion, mushroom kind of combo. Then drop my fucking eggs right onto that.
Oh,
and
So it's like an omelet scramble. It's a living organism.
Yeah. I'll scramble meat and chopped veggies and onion and a lot of shit into my... You know what? You know what's
For real?
For real, for real. And you know what's a really
fun... Listeners, my jaw's on the floor.
And one of my favorite secret ingredients in a scramble or anything where you... Even an omelet where you... Anything where the egg's beaten. A little fucking BBQ sauce. Yeah, I swear.
Wait, do you whisk barbecue sauce in with the eggs?
Yes.
Holy shit.
My old roommate, Pat Brofier, who is that guy in that picture, in that black and white photo there, and he actually, we got this table from him. Shout out to...
That's a good fat move.
Yeah.
Whisking barbecue sauce into your scrambled eggs?
He did it one time for scrambled eggs, and it gave it like a little bit of sweetness to it.
Hickory Kiss.
Oh, dude. Like when you order it at like a Waffle House, you're like, all right, let me get two upside down with a Hickory Kiss.
Smothered, flazzled, and Hickory Kiss, please.
I just ate at the Waffle House last weekend, dude. It was in fucking so Indianapolis. It was right by my hotel. I ate it at 2:30 in the morning. It's like a white-powered no taco. Oh, dude, it's so fucking great. It's so good. Mm-hmm. I got a side of sausage and I got bacon and eggs and a waffle.
Cost $4.28.
And I added ham and cheese to my fucking...
Add ham.
Yeah. What's it called? Melted and melted and diced or whatever?
Smothered, melted, smothered, fucked, drizzled.
And drizzled and sizzle chested. Sizzle chested. Yo, sorry. I'm jumping all over the place, but to jump back to your turkey, just a little, and possibly minutes ago, just to jump back to your turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
My slight variation on that, because you got me going. This is very to my flavor profile: turkey, thick cut cheddar, mayo, a little mustard, Dijon or yellow. I'm with you, and then add bread and butter pickles.
Oh,
fuck, dude! Poultry sandwich with bread and butter pickles, chicken, turkey. I love that combo.
I know that I'm in the presence of a true food lover when I hear the phrase poultry sandwich.
I haven't had it on a duck sandwich, but
I have a food podcast. Very into food. Cook every day. I've never heard poultry sandwich. Let me get three poultry sandwiches. But it's fucked.
I was trying to think of a way to say chicken and turkey.
Get a nice Cornish game sandwich.
Oh, dude, I'd be down.
Oh, baby.
I think I had duck banh mi once. I have had a duck sandwich. It was fucking bomb as hell. Oh, it was over here. I think it was here in... maybe it wasn't duck banh mi here. I had some banh mi in like Playa del Rey or Marina, one of those places. I don't know them.
I had a banh mi in Playa del Rey once.
I did it. It was in the back of like a convenience store. It's like supposedly some really good. It's called, I can't remember the name of the convenience store, but the restaurant in the back, it's just like a little sandwich stand. They make some pho. It's called Pho Ridge, P-H-O-R-A-G-E, or a pho rage or whatever.
Pho rage.
Yeah, but it's like forage. Mm-hmm. And they make some of the, and I eat banh mi in a lot of places, and it's like the second best banh mi I've ever had.
No shit.
Best banh mi I ever had was when I was working briefly in Chinatown, New York, at a marketing agency called Campfire.
Humble brag,
a little. Actually, weird. I don't think they've done anything that makes success. And just, I was proud of myself for remembering it when I was high.
I had a job.
Also, I do like cherish those days when I like worked for 2 weeks in a row. Like it felt great to go somewhere regularly for 2 weeks. But we went to this banh mi place that was in the fucking back of a jewelry store.
Ooh.
You would go through a jewelry store and it would be women and they'd be cooking, and you look on the fucking counter and there's like 12 toaster ovens and they're fucking just cranking everything out.
Are you guys
in toaster
cooking crack here?
Yeah, they're just fucking cranking out little banh mi sandwiches. Like, oh. And it's like there's like 1, 2, and 3, and like one is pork, one's
so
pork.
Sick.
It's so awesome. So that was the best banh mi I ever. Second best is in Playa del Rey.
Both of them are in the back of a different place.
Right, yeah.
There's a trend.
Shit, maybe there's a trend. And maybe I'm just like, that's why I like this place in Far Edge.
Sandwiches taste better when they're illegally run.
Oh, for sure. A fucking cart sandwich.
My favorite part about the banh mi is that wild country pate.
Dude, me too. It's like meat mayo. Like foie gras in that world. Like, you know, it's like that meat mayo. I love that shit.
I love it too.
Of course, it's a comedy. If you love mayo and you're a fucking... You're a carne head, right? You're a carnivore head?
Oh, I'll eat meat.
I love meat. It's like my favorite fucking, my favorite ingredient.
Wrapping that mouth around it.
I fucking love meat, dude. Yeah,
nice tender fucking loin.
Please use that as a pull quote. Me just saying, I fucking love meat, man. I really do. And I love it so much.
Why are you crying?
Growing up as a poor child, we would eat soup and sandwich. Sandwiches is a great. All right, so what if we're, let's keep the jump back to the leftovers. Yep. Is the DJ what is a sandwich? Like taking something that wasn't previously a sandwich and then on the next day turning it into a sandwich. What's the version of that? Is that a good cover band? Like take the original, or is it like remixing an album, like fucking with an album?
You mean like making a
like adding bread to something? What's the analogy to that?
So it's like I have two pieces of bread and I have some like leftover macaroni and cheese. I'm gonna make a mac and cheese sandwich,
right? Exactly. Or like, oh, we had chicken colored parmesan and pasta last night, so today I'm gonna fucking bust out a.
Have you ever put pasta in a sandwich?
I used to eat ramen. This is some fucking fat poor people shit, but I used to eat ramen noodles. I would make ramen noodles and then put it on bread and eat it like a sandwich. Like in little tacos.
Like a taco. Like
fold the bread in half, fill it with fucking ramen and eat it like a taco.
It's like when it's taco night in jail.
Yeah, I know. It's like this can all, you can cook this with just hot water.
What kind of tacos are these?
Try them.
So I think that is like the DJ, like the musical equivalent of that is like when that band Great White yeah. when they were playing and the stage caught on fire and all those people died.
Yeah,
that's kind of that, like, oh, the musical okay. version of
yeah
that.
That's fair. That lines up perfectly in our analogy. I fucking
like
love
when stage collapses.
I love sandwiches so much that I like the sandwich version of any food. I'm like, oh, this would be great on two slices of bread. Like, you tell me, like, give me something, and I'm like, this is one of the best blanks I've ever had. Fuck, dude, if I go put this on bread with mayo or melt cheese.
Interesting that you say that. Eddie Wong, fellow food man and famous person.
I consider him a fellow food guy. Well, you and him are technically both food.
We're bros. We're all part of the family, you know? The family. Food media. But he said...
The fooderati?
Also, yeah, that's fine. I'm a micro food fluencer. Yeah,
micro food fluencer. I'm a food fluencer is an insane thing to say, and somebody has that in their Twitter bio.
Oh, absolutely.
Someone has food fluencer in their Twitter bio.
That's one of those words, like so many other words in our lives, where you hear it and you're like, I'm gonna say that as a joke.
Yeah,
and then a month later, you're like, I say this as a joke a little too many times.
Right,
a little too many times. But he has a quote where if you wanna about kind of like bringing different cuisines of the world together, if you wanna teach a white person about food, put it between two pieces of bread.
And he's right.
Like that's how white people will understand all this crazy food in the world that we
right,
have.
You could be like, I mean, we're talking about banh mi, which is like a paste and a bacon and a pork of some sort with weird, like a random salad thrown on top of it, and then it's like,
yeah, pickled daikons and carrots.
Yeah, that's an insane,
some sprigs of cilantro,
right? That's a weird sandwich, but you're like,
so weird.
But to deliver that pho flavor to Americans, you're like, here, look, it's on a roll.
Here's
eat
a roll,
it, you fat fucking chug it down with a Pepsi, you fucking pig fuck. you fucking glutton.
This looks
fuck.
Horrible. I like it now.
I like it now. Well, like fried fish, like a fish sandwich, dude. Tuna fish sandwich, fucking. Like ooh. Anything that you think would be like weird to eat. Like, I don't eat lobster. I love lobster rolls, though. You know, like lobster. Oh, fuck.
It's true.
And then go ethnic. That makes even more sense.
Oh, yeah.
You said before you cook every day. Is that like a mandate? You do cook for yourself every day?
I do cook very often every day for myself.
Wow. Like you make yourself a dinner. Like if you're eating alone.
Not a dinner.
No.
I usually will make. I'll make lunch every day.
Okay, because you're because you work mostly nights.
Yeah, mostly nights. But usually, like I want my dinner to be a little bit more special. And I live alone, so I'm not gonna like make a little feast for myself solo. So that'll be like when I go out to eat.
That makes sense.
And then I get my leftover to bring home
to remix in the
to sizzle up for lunch.
So your lunch is when you're DJing. You're eating some leftover stuff from some cool spot you went to, or you have some shit that you keep around.
No,
the house.
The true leftover remix session happens between the hours of 2 and 4 a.m.
Oh yeah,
when daddy's lit.
When you're back from a set. From
when I'm
spinning.
Back from a set, I've already eaten a full large lunch and dinner. I have no need to eat any more food for the day.
But because it's because it's the end of the day. And literally nothing feels better than going to sleep full. There's not, I don't think there's a better sensation than going to sleep full. Or
I sleep better when there's crumbs on my shirt.
I like want to get to sleep by eating. Like I want to eat so much and I'm like, I have to fall asleep right now. I have no choices left.
It's like, okay, no one here, there's nobody here to have sex with. The next best thing is to just eat a bunch of food.
Dude, I fucking agree wholeheartedly. And I'm married. and I've lived with her. But for real, we do say like if we're out to eat or something like that and we're like and the meal's looking really good or something like that, we'll be like TFTF. And they're like, that means too fat to fuck. Like, should we eat it? Should we take sex off the table tonight? And so then as we got older, and we don't mind when you're with someone for over a decade, it's like, yeah, I'd rather fucking go in.
You guys have fucked
Inkwell.
A lot.
Yeah, we fucked literally over 1,000 times easily.
Must be nice.
That's, yeah, it is. It truly is. But
what was the best fuck out of all those?
Ooh,
tough question, huh?
No, I probably have the answer.
Actually, no, it's not.
That's really funny. I'm actually gonna ask her after this because I'm very curious, and we'll bring that back, listeners, for when
it's like the opposite of the Newlyweds game.
Yeah, she's been on my podcast before, and people really like that episode. It's on one of my most listened to, behind pornography. And I think that's just because if you name an episode porn, people are gonna fucking
download.
People are like, oh, what is this? Just search porn, like computer, download anything with porn in it. Another 55 terabytes.
I listen to mainly like porn podcasts.
I'm just beating off while I'm fucking driving around LA.
Do they have porn podcasts?
I'm sure.
What
are blind people?
Just the sound of people. Oh.
Blind porn.
Blind porn.
I also think there should be some. This is maybe so small. I'm so fucking. I'm like. Here's how you know I'm a problematic talker and I'm afraid to say the thing I'm going to say next. Ooh. But I think I'm just going to throw it out there. And should there be like, do you think blind people are really into podcasts? No, seriously, like, shouldn't we think about that as like, that's a great.
Blind motherfuckers were like, finally.
Right. Well, they're like, this is great.
But here's the kicker, though. Podcasts are great for blindies, but. Podcast, the process of like getting a podcast and locating it and like dragging that file to your phone or your iPod.
It's probably difficult for a blind person.
It's tough for a 2020.
Yeah. I would imagine maybe there's like you use Siri, like because Alexa can play podcasts.
Siri, do a big pod dump on my Nano.
On my Nano. Siri, uplink Nano. Commit.
Siri, just dump a fuckload of pods on my Nano.
Activate pod dump. Pod dump activated.
I don't care. I'm blind.
I'm fucking going nuts here. What kind of stuff do you cook yourself for lunch when you cook this little lunch?
Well, I'm currently in the middle of slowly trying to write a cookbook.
Oh, really?
So that's where I'll perfect what I'm doing. So like this week, I have this recipe for a toast that's made out of like tuna and kale and avocado and all these things that are like mushed together
and not
smeared
red.
On a toast. So it's like So it's like kind of crossing the line between stoner snack and hidden vegetables is what somebody told me yesterday is what the concept should be.
Yeah,
but it's like sneaking in nutrition into foods that you don't really know it's there.
Right. So it's like an avocado toast adjacent thing.
So it looks like an avocado toast, but it has a bunch of tuna, healthy, oily fish.
Yeah, protein.
And it has 2 cups of food processed kale dumped into it as well.
Oh.
And then on top of it, it gets hit with pickled shallots and everything bagel seasoning.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot going on. So you're getting like...
You're getting yourself like an avocado bagel.
Yeah.
But in the form of like a nice toast with some high protein and a bunch of kale snuck in.
Yeah, shitload of kale snuck in there. Shitload of... healthy oily fish.
That's awesome.
And then you just sprinkle with some bagel seasoning.
That's a fucking
so like
great
I've
move.
Eaten that for lunch every day this week because I'm
like you're trying to figure out the amounts
tweaking
and stuff.
I'm tweaking all the amounts and shit.
That's awesome. So would you say a lot of your weeks you eat or at least recently you eat a lot of the same lunch in a row, like,
yeah,
because you're like not gonna do like I'm just gonna work on that sandwich on Mondays because then you like that's stupid, like just buy all the ingredients on the weekend.
You have to get fully immersed in that dish.
And are you now I'm just curious because this sounds like something, a really fun experiment to do. Are you buying like three different types of tuna and trying out different tunas in there? Are you fucking going like, is it all about the amount? Or are you like, oh, this tastes better on country wheat over 9 grain or something? Like, are you tweaking it?
Yeah, I think I tweak it a little bit there. But like, I'm not doing like different kinds of tuna, but I will tweak like all.
Cause you want it to be evergreen for someone to make, right? You're like, grab a can of tuna and do this.
All about
you don't
evergreen.
Have to be like, it should be chunk white albacore cause it blends better. Or something.
Right. I mean, you can, but I like to have it be a little bit more entry level. Like,
well,
boom,
also
boom,
so
boom.
That's something someone could do by looking in their cabinet too. Like, oh, I have cans of tuna. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can make that fucking toast from Hidden Vegetables.
If you, yes. Oh, Hidden Vegetables, Hidden Vegetable Ranch. But then you get it, then your brain gets into the mindset of being a real leftover artist.
Right, yeah.
Because once you have that, your whole kitchen opens up.
Fuck,
it's 2:30 in the morning, you open up that fridge, rub your hands together like Birdman, and you're like, what it gonna look like?
I love nothing.
You instantly turn the broiler on off top before you even look at the fridge, because you know something's getting sizzled.
Something's getting sizzled. It might be one of our chests. Yo, would you say leftovers are the takeout of your own house?
if you were wondering if we for sure smoked weed, that sentence is, that is, if you just look up like stoner sentence on Google, like, here's a great example.
Siri, activate stoner sentence upload.
Leftovers are like to go for your house.
It's internal to go.
Damn.
You take it to go to the other room.
It's true. I feel like I really like smoking weed and doing a podcast.
Me too, man.
I mean, obviously you're into it, but it's not something I've ever done before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I usually.
But you're an avid smoker. We got into that a little bit on your podcast. Or not avid.
Recently avid.
Oh, recently. It's a little new.
I'm replacing weed
without
for alcohol.
That's kind of what I've been doing.
And it's so much better.
And is that for any particular reasons? Whoops.
Just alcohol fucks you up, man. Your residual leftovers.
The next day is hard. It's not hard on weed.
On weed the next day is just nice and
yeah,
fun.
It just takes like a coffee to get your fucking brain kicked back
yeah,
up.
Yeah, one coffee. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's, you know, and alcohol
contains calories, and you'd rather get it from fucking avocado spread. Good
and when
fats.
When you're drinking alcohol at 2:30 in the morning, you're definitely going to eat food.
I get more munchies from drinking, from being drunk, same, than I do from getting stoned.
Same.
And I think I've also been training myself to try to not get munchies when I get high, so that I, or like at least not reward feeling munchies, because like I don't want to.
It's a tough train.
It's a very tough train. I don't want to get into a fucking good try. I don't want to get into a situation where. I want to be able to smoke a lot of weed, but still somehow get myself into some human shape.
Here's my pro tip for that. When you're stoned and you have the munchies late at night and you know that you're about to pull the trigger on something bad boy, that's when I start brushing my teeth.
Dude, someone once, I think maybe another podcast I was on, somewhere I read or heard.
Put that fire out.
Smoke that dope, use that scope.
Smoke that dope, use that. It is true.
Like mouthwash, because then you're like, you don't necessarily want to eat right after.
Oh, yeah. It's like.
And it's good to get that fucking.
Pouring water all over the fire.
Yeah.
Like, but right. Also, no better tooth brushing than when you're fresh
stone.
Off a bong rip.
Yeah, yeah.
You brush the fuck out of those teeth.
Right.
Does a good job.
I'm a big stoned chores guy. I like to get, like, mm-hmm. If I'm going to do chores, I'm like, I might as well just be, I mean, obviously that's like the dumbest thing to say, but Tiffany says
sense.
I do worse, but I can like really dedicate some time to dishes if I'm baked and listening to a podcast or something like that. I could really fucking, I'm
yo.
Like hanging, I hung those hooks all by myself, which is almost nothing, but I'm very proud of myself. And I was like fucking high as fuck, like, yeah, dude, I'm going to do this.
No,
like,
nothing better than a podcast earbud stone dishwash. Clean that kitchen up, baby.
Dude, yeah, that's, I'm like, ooh, I got some shit to do around the house. Crack the old neck, rip a fucking J-bot, mm-hmm. Fucking throw the podcast on. Let's ride.
Yeah, chores sound good now.
Yeah, I think we're going to like house sitting.
I think we're going to like doing menial chores.
What are some other classic, because we talked Thanksgiving, we talked mm-hmm. pizza, we talked turning things into a sandwich. What are some other classic leftovers that are, because I love cold Chinese food. Oh, and yeah. I think that's because, I mean, I ate a lot of Chinese food in New York. I've found some okay places out here that kind of hang. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking that Chinese-American food. I understand that there's like, I mean, like that fucking buffet Rangoon fucking General So's
the
type
fucking
shit.
Rangoon at this guy.
Yeah, I said to myself, yo, chill with that accent when I went, the fucking Rangoons, the fucking
the word
General
Rangoon always got me weird.
Rangoon sounds like an ethnic slur. I'm sorry. Actually,
oh, it definitely sounds like a like an ethnic
saying
slur.
Crab Rangoon really saves it. When you say Rangoon without crab, I feel like someone's gonna throw a brick through my fucking car window.
Because Crab Rangoon,
get off my lawn, you fucking Rangoon.
Fucking,
I don't know if it's a black or an Italian slur, I can't tell, or an Asian slur.
All three.
It's too much.
But the Rangoon, I think that came out around the same time as like the poo-poo platter, which another word like the 60s were fucked up.
And that's just Americans just like thiefing shit. Like, all right. Someone once tried to describe, I went to fucking Dubai to eat a weird Pizza Hut pizza.
Fucking Dubai.
I went to fucking Dubai for fucking 36 hours. It was brutal on my mind and colon.
Damn.
And all I did when I was there was eat at a pizza. I mean, I did other things, but I went there to eat at a pizza. All I did was sleep for 35 hours and eat a pizza.
Like a horrible waste of money.
Flew back.
Hey, I had the miles.
Tiff, do you want to go to Dubai for 36 hours? No? All right. Well, I'm going solo.
I'm just going to go to Pizza Hut. It's chill.
They put fucking cheeseburger, lettuce, and Russian dressing on a pizza, like a cheeseburger pizza. And I was like, ooh. Fucking, I went there to review it for College Humor back in the day when I was like doing this column called Wander Lunch. And
Wonder Lunch, that's a good name.
Yeah, it's pretty solid, right? That's my new tag. Fuck, good fat.
A little wordy.
A little wordy. Yeah, that's true. DJ Wonder Lunch, that's not fun. DJ Good Fat or DJ Chunk Norris, I really like. Dude, if I was a DJ, I would go as DJ Chunk Norris, and I would wear a gi, a sleeveless gi like fucking Sensei Kreese.
GJ.
GJ. Please, I'm giving up. I had to dap him on that. I'm going as GJ Chunk Norris is gonna be my name. Yo, please let me stand next to you on your lowest rate set possible, like the one that would not fuck your life up. Let me just stand next to you as GJ Chunk Norris in a gi and just fucking be your hype dude.
But like, what's more comfortable than a gi? You know,
yo, nothing, dude. It's
gotta
like
be
scrubs.
Real comfy.
It's like the scrubs of fighting.
A gi is a real a crispy robe.
I love a solid crisp.
Like a thick robe.
I wear fucking full BJJ. I love it, dude. I wear a mouthpiece. That sounds awful. It sounds like wearing a mouthpiece and trying to like talk and like be fun. Drink.
Doing crowd work with a mouthpiece on.
That reminds me, this is a fucked up story. One time in high school football, this kid on our team, it was like everyone said something was wrong with him because the rumor was that he like looked out down a street and a truck mirror hit him in the head. Like that was driving by.
He ain't been right since.
Yeah. And they say, yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, or there's something like high school kids just came up with about him. But he had a little bit of a lisp one time. We were like in the football and coach was like, all right, what do you do on a 64 counter tray or whatever? And they were like, called this dude out. Let's say his name is Jason Stewart, just because Jason Stewart, what is it? And he's like, answers the question. The chief's like, the coach, the chief. Chief. This was when I was a cop.
Football chief. Cop.
The coach says, the coach
gonna
says,
kill me.
No. The coach goes, take out your fucking mouthpiece. And he's like, it is out. It was like the whole, and we're in like a huddle and the whole team just lost their shit. It is out, coach. Oh God, there's like, I felt uncomfortable telling that story because if that person somehow ever listens.
Because the problem is you have to do that. You have to tell that story with the lisp voice.
Right, I know. And I realize as I'm getting there, I'm tiptoeing around problematic there.
It is out.
It is
chief.
Out. I'm sorry, chief.
What do you mean, chief?
Dude, a General So's sandwich? Boom. Primo. Yeah, jumping back into cold Chinese food. I'm a big fan of cold Chinese food.
And you get the benefit of the cold Chinese is you get that low-key, enjoyable, congeal.
The same dish with a completely different texture. Right? Yeah. It's like, oh, the General So's is good and hot and gooey. And then the next day it's like, oh, this is like an apple.
It's a multi.
It's fucking great.
It's kind of like the resin hit.
Yo, dude, it is. It's keef.
It's if you. Yeah. Leftovers are the keef of food.
Now, if you were wondering if we were stoned or not, we're now comparing food.
Keef is like weed leftovers, but it's like better.
I'm gonna piss my chubbies. I almost pissed my chubbies, gang. It's like leftovers, but better. It's like,
oh, I'm pissing my ghee right now.
Oh no, Ghee J Chunk Norris is pissing himself. Woo! That's my hype move. As I stand up on the table that you're fucking breaking your back over,
and then you pee while crying as like the final move.
I piss my ghee.
Yeah.
We love you, DJ Chunk Norris.
It's the DJ set I didn't know I wanted.
Dude, you have to come see my one-man show, DJ Chunk Norris. What's up? What's up? What's up? I'm going to have a radio show under DJ Chunk Norris.
I mean, you sell UCB every week doing it.
Dude, hands down. No questions asked. So what are some other great leftovers or even like maybe food that you wouldn't think is a good leftover and makes a great leftover?
Oh, I mean,
cold wings. I don't mind cold wings.
Well, I like playing around with the leftover rotisserie chick.
Oh,
because you can do so much with it.
Dude, I buy those roasters like when I'm trying to be healthy. So for like lunch, I'll buy a roaster and eat some salad.
And just eat it?
And eat like...
and eat the whole chicken?
Yeah, I have eaten a whole chicken in a number of times. But I'll eat like half the chicken. And then the next day for lunch, I'll take half the chicken and like chop it up and fucking throw some salsa and, you know, make it into something, a little chicken and broccoli stir fry or something.
I was really trying to push the boundaries of how much you can do with the rotisserie because you can really... Like
chicken, although you think is a nasty ass protein, is truly a versatile protein though.
Very versatile. It's the foul white canvas.
it's the poultry canvas.
Poultry canvas. but you can take all the meat off of it. And then you got the bones, and you can make chicken stock out of that.
Oh yeah.
You could take what I like to do is
chicken stock sandwich.
Oh,
bread and mayo.
You get two
actually
slices
that
of,
would be really good.
Two
butter
slices
bread.
Of bread.
Little mayo.
Half a cup of just hot liquid chicken stock.
If you soak...
Smash the other bread on top of that.
Dripping down your...
And boy, you just take a big crunch out of that.
That's pretty much what that dog had. It's like chicken stock.
An oil sandwich?
Like an oil sandwich.
I'll give you a fucking oil sandwich.
This fucking guy gave me an oil sandwich, I tell you. Oh. That's where he comes black in your ass and in your mouth at the same time.
No!
That's not an oil sandwich.
Oil sandwich. It's this move where you make your cum turn black, and then it shoots out of every hole of your body.
It's the oil sandwich time.
You know that thing where you make your cum black, like mentally, like telepathically?
I've been chanting in the house lately and saying cum black makes me remind of this. For some reason, I've been chanting in the
come
house.
Come back here.
Tiffany, come black here. Hey, come black here. I'm going to ask you a question. Come black here.
Did you?
Yes, hi, Mr. Come Black.
Did you come black in this towel?
I've been saying around the house for some reason. Chocolate yogurt. Chocolate yogurt. And my wife's like, what is that from? I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, do you mean poop or like black cum? And I was like, oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I've actually been spending way too much time with my wife recently.
The two examples are things that don't exist, but like chocolate yogurt itself exists. Right. Like you can get chocolate. Like what are you talking about?
Can't possibly. You're a disgusting person. Can't possibly be chocolate flavored yogurt.
Which is very disgusting.
What kind of wild shit do you do with your rotisserie? Well, so you make some chicken stock.
You got tons of chicken stock options. But what I like to do is I will take the chicken, much how you cook your bacon, and I'll take the skin and I'll like, with the precision of a brain surgeon, remove the skin in as large of a flap as you can.
Dude, I'm getting hard.
If you
love
can get the
skin
off all in one flap.
Oh.
So you get that skin, you lay it on a cookie sheet, like a sheet pan.
Yeah.
Preheat the oven, and you take another sheet pan and sit it on top of it. So the chicken skin is sandwiched in between two sheet pans. Roast that
and
in the oven.
And you eat it like that with sandwiched two sheet
and then
pans?
You just, I mean, you know how to eat metal, right?
Dude.
Oh boy. I mean, you gotta try metal.
Oh, you're not eating metal, bro? Sorry, dude. Sorry, dude.
I guess you're not from LA. So you cook it for like 45 minutes, peel it off and you have a glassine crisp of chicken skin.
Oh, and what is it like? What's that texture like akin to?
It's very, it's like a, it's like chicken flavored peanut brittle or like a caramel.
Oh shit.
Like it's real crispy. So I have,
it like cracks when you buy it.
Oh, it'll crack.
It's like a chicken cracker.
You look at it sideways, it'll crack on you.
Get back here, you chicken cracker. Yeah, now that is problematic. I did a,
if you come
voice
on it, it'll just slide right off.
If,
like, when you get when your, like when you get your Timberlands sprayed with the stuff. Yeah. And they're rainproof.
You're not bringing out chicken skin that glassine and I'm not coming,
I'm
on it. I
come
promise
on it. Slides right off like an infomercial.
I fucking love chicken skin, dude.
All right, so this is, I have a sandwich. This is a breakfast sandwich that I make. You got the, you got a like a, like a Kaiser roll. Like a nice, like a New York style, like egg and cheese roll.
Yeah.
You do pesto aioli.
Ooh.
You get a mortar and pestle. You, yeah, smash up some pesto or some basil leaves.
Some pine nuts, some mayo.
And roasted garlic.
Ooh,
you get a,
yeah,
whole clove of garlic, roast that till it's all mushy. Smush that in with basil, a little bit of mayo, a little bit of Dijon, a little salt and pepper. You have a nice... you have the same color as your foot powder right here.
I use this mostly for wearing shoes, no socks, baby.
You got to powder up. So yeah, it's a nice, it's a bright, light green.
Oh.
That goes down there. And then you do a nice, kind of runny scrambled egg, big old daddy chunk of rich, sharp cheddar. And then you lay sheets of chicken skin on there.
Oh, like as if bacon, like as like a
as
bacon,
if
egg,
it's
and
the
cheese.
Bacon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Let's call that the which came first.
Ooh, which came, bro. You're, I mean,
Greedo came first.
While not university paid off.
Yeah, dude. I can't believe I went there for 4 full years.
Still paying it off.
Yeah, I know. I owe Nick Cannon another $600,000.
But yeah, that's a prime example of reusing your leftovers. I mean, don't just, you want to savor that skin.
Oh yeah, that's
because
fucking...
the rotisserie chicken, it costs less than buying a raw chicken.
Right. For somehow, what's the business model there?
I think it's because they, instead of throwing the chickens away before they're about to turn,
they roast them and you get like 3 more days out.
They'll roast them and then sell them.
Right.
So that'll like extend the life.
And they move, and by pricing them lower, they move.
Right.
We gotta move chickens, baby. Oh. I'm knee deep in fucking and roaster birds.
Capers,
here.
How many chickens did you sell today?
I'm fucking, dude. I gotta get the leads. Give me the leads on the roasters, Bobby.
How many chickens can I put you down for?
Hey, it's me, Johnny G, your salesman guy here. So it's Christmas. How many chickens can I put you down for this year? And you're gonna want to rust proof them.
Get the clear coat.
What else do you do with your chicken, rotisserie chicken? Is there anything else?
I mean,
because I love a good chicken. Tiffany wanted to make turkey sandwiches for the beach the other day. She roasted a turkey breast. She roasted, a turkey thigh.
Ooh.
We bought a turkey thigh at the farmer's market where we get all our meats down. Ooh. At the Grove, baby. And she roasted
the chicken
that
guy at the Grove is fire.
Wait, which, because there's two. Do you have, because I have a specific guy.
The good one.
Then you go to the same one.
Got
as
got the good wings there.
Dude.
The wings are
Spicy Z, Carolina's barbecue sauce or whatever. That's the one. I buy those wings. I eat those wings for a meal once a week.
Really?
Seriously. I'm bringing it over to a friend. Like anytime a friend invites me over for a barbecue, I bring over a fucking bag of those wings. Dude.
You a ranch or a blue chee?
I'm a blue chee, dude. East Hell Coast,
yeah,
till I die.
Hell yeah,
son.
You got a blue, baby.
You know, give me a ranch. I ain't going to throw you out of bed, but I prefer blue.
I love a ranch, but blue.
Blue is the dream. To get a chunk of blue cheese on a big fucking spicy buffalo wing, that's the dream. Dude, I'm telling you, now I want to remix melted blue cheese on top of wings.
Mm-hmm.
That's my new remix.
I was thinking about deconstructing the wing and blue cheese scenario. I was trying to do like a Chinese vibe where I make Szechuan pepper blue cheese.
Ooh,
the dressing has the Szechuan in it, and then you eat the wing dry, so you have all the sauce and the heat is in the blue.
Oh, I like that.
It's really turning wings on their head.
I love a dry wing.
Yeah,
if it's cooked well,
don't sleep on it.
Yeah, I fucking it doesn't always have to be super sauced, or I prefer, you know, it's been the flavor's in the chicken.
Oh, it's in there deep.
Yeah, it's not just tossed in a bowl of
the
sauce.
To the bone.
Yeah, I need it in the bones, baby.
Here's a blue cheese hot take that you might like. Blue cheese in the guacamole.
Whoa.
It's so good.
I I'm digging it conceptually. I'm looking forward to trying it.
So good.
Chunky or kind of whipped in blue cheese dressing?
No, just guacamole that has chunks of blue cheese mixed into it.
Okay, I can really get behind that. I can really.
It's fire.
Dude, it sounds fire.
What can't you dip into it?
Dude, I know, man. I'm legit starving now, so we should wrap this shit up.
I'm so hungry.
All I've had today is 2 hard-boiled eggs and a protein shake because I hit the fucking gym.
Did you eat
Tell them how jacked I am.
Did you eat both eggs at the same time?
One at a time.
Have you ever swallowed a whole egg?
I've
without chewing it?
A hard-boiled egg?
Yeah, like if you were to feed it to a goose.
Yeah. I've done that. I've drank up to six raw eggs in a glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like when you're in high school.
Then I went
like
to the beach and shit out an omelet. Cooked it, steamed it.
you just shoot those eggs out, sizzling.
Full. Like I shit out 6 chickens. 6 Cornish game hens.
Man,
the dog didn't eat them.
A real challenge. Swallow an egg whole, uncooked with the shell. And if you could pass it all the way through, then you could truly lay an egg.
Yeah, and it's hard boiled. It had like a 6-hour 98.6 degree boil.
Ooh.
Slow cooked, hard boiled shit egg.
I sous vide it myself.
Jason, thank you so much for coming to the fucking High and Mighty studio and chopping it up, dog.
This is a pleasure. I think we talked about leftovers.
I think we did a little bit. I think we're like at an hour and 15 minutes and I don't remember when we started. Mm-hmm. But where can people find you online? You're at Them Jeans on everything.
At Them Jeans on everything.
So tweet at us some of your favorite leftover scenarios. Mm-hmm. Hit us up with that. Hit us up with anything you disagree with. Of course, yell at us, call us stupid, whatever. Make a super hot take on this because this matters so much.
Slide into my DMs and roast me.
Hit Them Jeans in the DMs asking for food recipes. Asking for scramby techniques.
I'll bless you with the Google Doc, baby.
Oh fuck! And what are your podcasts if people want to get into it? So if people are into the food stuff, that's
food
the
stuff.
Stew.
That podcast is called The Stew.
And is that just you interviewing food people, or
that's me and a friend Andre, and sometimes my brother, and we'll have guests. We'll just talk about food. It's very similar to this, less pot. And we'll just get wide open about food.
I'll change that rule.
We got to have you on.
Have me on and I'll fix that rule.
Really
too.
Go deep. And then the other podcast is called Tall Tales. And that one is just about a little bit of everything.
Yeah. That was really fun.
It was fun. Yeah. And you were on, you know, maybe like a month ago.
So if you're into me and you're curious about this, listen to that. Because that was a really fun conversation, me, you, and Nikki Jagerman.
Yeah. Jagerman, yeah.
Yeah, Jagerman.
And Nikki couldn't be here because she doesn't. I don't know if she would get completely stoned off of her brain and go on a podcast.
Also, we don't. You don't have to get high to be on this podcast. But it's
what? Are you serious?
Yeah, sorry.
I had a choice.
Yeah, I didn't. Like, I knew I wanted to get high. It was like 4-ish.
I think it's
late
enough
in the day to do it.
You should have to get stoned on this. But thank you so much for letting me do this, man. It was a pleasure.
It was. And then if people want to see you perform live around LA. As you DJ live around LA,
I DJ.
Check out Them Jeans.
Yeah, you can just go to my Instagram. I'll usually post flyers and all that stuff. I'm DJing tonight. I'm assuming this episode goes up right now.
This is live.
This is live.
No, this goes
what
up,
up,
a,
what
week,
up Periscope?
A week from today.
Okay, sick.
Yeah, sick, dude. Sick, dude.
Sick, dude.
Well, Jason, thanks for coming on. As always, I'm at John Gabris, no H in John, or Gabris. Buy a shirt at gabris.com/shirts. Get on board the Action Boys Patreon if you like action movies. It's me, Stanger, and Rogers reviewing action movies. And as always, fuck off, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.